real reason why Manosphere content gets banned is not because it's offensive. It's not because these guys are trying to protect women. It's not for that. You have a political movement. Let's just say the Manosphere, if you call it a political movement, it requires zero funding. It's completely self-sustained. And it's actually converting people from one political party to another. Of course you're on a DHS watch
list. Right, yeah.
This right here. I wanted to show you this video just for this. Real men are feminists.
To the women watching, please remember that you're going to get a man's perspective. Is that less and less women are seen as attractive.
You know how much I spend? Look at this. I'm hungry. I want snacks. It was like $10 right there. Like, look at this Gucci bag that I bought you. This shit was like $2,000. If I wasn't dating you, I'd probably have so much more money. And my car would probably be fully built right now.
You know that dating motto that girls came up with? If he won't, find someone who will. Like, if he won't open your door for you, find someone who will. Simple, right? My brother just asked me, does that work for guys too? I was like, of course. Find a girl that is up to your standards. Yeah. So he's like, so if she doesn't cook for me, find someone who will.
Hello fellas, welcome back to my channel. In today's videos, we're going to cover some aspect of why government hates the manosphere. Let's see what we got here today.
I've said this before and I'll say it again. The real reason why manosphere content gets banned is not because it's offensive. It's not because these guys are trying to protect women. It's not for that. It is because it causes minority Black and Hispanic men to vote Republican. That is the reason why manosphere content is banned. It is infuriating. It causes... If you listen to Myron, if you listen to any of these other people, it causes them to vote Republican. Even if you don't agree with it, there is a political movement within the manosphere. It is highly, highly conservative. It's more conservative than I am.
Right.
And that conservative movement is causing Indian, Black, Hispanic, Asian, minority men to all vote Republican.
Well, they're already...
That's why they're trying to put us off.
I mean, there's already a... I mean, I see articles on this. I see guys who are like in podcasts talking about this quite a bit. I think even Scott Galloway's been talking about this, is that there's a much broader, much more stark divide between like men and women. Like women tend to vote much more liberal and men tend to be much more conservative as it is in the first place. And I think that that's... I think that a lot of the things, a lot of the powers that be think that we're like... Not that we are, but they think that we're exacerbating the situation. That's why I'm on a DHS watch list.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Again, it just never made sense to me because I was like, I just didn't understand, like, why are they making such a big deal about this? Like mid-tier content creators, and they're just coming out. Yeah. Like, we're not that big.
You put Aaron Clary on that list.
Yeah,
what
seriously.
The like, fuck
like people
were you
that
thinking?
Don't even have 200,000 followers, and they're putting on watch lists. And I was realizing, oh, it's because what it's doing. I truly believe, if you were to consider, you have a political movement. Let's just say the manosphere, if you call it a political movement. It requires zero funding. It's completely self-sustained. And it's actually converting people from one political party to another. Of course you're on a DHS watch list.
Right. Yeah,
of course you are.
I love it because I get it from both ends. I get it from the traditional conservative side, and then I get it from the really super liberal side now. And both, like the red pill and the manosphere has just become the whipping boy of both sides of it. And boy, I cannot wait till what, November 6th, November 7th, when this is all over. Thank you.
So I'm going to stop right there because... The rest of the video just talks about politics, and that's not what I want to cover here. It's just about the manosphere part where the government feels like it's making men more conservative. I don't think it's making more. It's just that men are more favored toward conservative because the liberal stuff just makes no sense because it tells people don't respect the laws of the marriage and all that stuff. It gives more power to women. Meanwhile, the man is just told to shut up and take it. Why would anyone want to deal with that and support that? I just don't understand. And it makes sense that the government is against that because it's affecting their vote bank. Let me know what you guys feel about that. Now, next we got is from Australian News Channel. It's a very old clip, but the message is still there that the government doesn't like that. So let's see what we got here.
I lack motivation. I'm tired. I'm hurting. I want to jump off.
There's this global competition of who can their man the hardest.
What kind of madman would be on bail for human trafficking and then just overtake the cops?
My woman, she was running around making TikToks like this. I'm like, you better delete that account. I think they're hiring over at McDonald's, young lady.
This right here. I wanted to show you this video just for this. Real men are feminists. That's the joke of the century, man. Real men are feminists. Of course, they're gonna think that. And it's just stupid that they got this one guy, Andrew Tate. Of course, he had some extreme views about the Red Pill community and the manosphere. But again, that man doesn't define the entire section of manosphere, and it's just crazy that they got this one guy, and then they're going to blame all men who are part of manosphere like they are some kind of group that's hating on men. We don't even care about women that much. We just dislike how or what they have become. We just don't want to deal with them. And these videos and all this group is just there to make other men aware that there are certain traps and all that stuff modern women do to lure them in. And once they're married and all that stuff, you're in the mercy of that woman. Otherwise, you are losing everything. This clip has a lot of music, and if the YouTube doesn't allow, I'll have to remove that. So in case if the video is silent, I apologize for that. But did you see what just happened at the end? All of a sudden, the students, most probably females, are saying that it's some male supremacist stuff and all that nonsense. But we all know that most of the colleges and all that stuff is mostly dominated by female. Like, men don't even go to colleges that much, by the statistics we got here. And this is Australia. It's like going very woke. It even has this name show, a remake of a very popular show, The Office, in case you haven't heard. They're replacing everything, the lead character with this female boss. It's very cringe to watch. I don't even want to show you. These are just pictures I'm going to show you here. Let me know what you feel about all this. It is using Andrew Tate and just labeling everyone in the same group. It's just crazy. They're so wrong about men going their own way, because all we want is peace, and this man here tells you the right way.
So men are going their own way and society laughs at us. You know, culture and women especially think that men have a one-track mind and we think of one thing only. And that's not true at all, actually. What us men really truly want is peace. We want a peaceful home. We want peace in our lives. We want peace in our hearts and our minds. And by and large, more men are just walking away and saying, you know what, it's not worth it. It's not worth, you know, pursuing a relationship. It's not worth pursuing a marriage. It's not worth pursuing really meaningful relationships, because there are a lot of work and there's a lot of drama involved and a lot of baggage. So, you know, there a lot of men in our society today are walking away. I just see it more difficult for men to find real, deep, meaningful relationships. A real good friend, one good friend, that you can trust. I'm talking trust. I'm not saying, you know, you have friends and acquaintances. Most men are walking away because men want peace. I think it's by and large more men today are being laughed at by society. And it is very difficult to be a man today. And I'm not saying that to virtue signal. Men, by and large, are made fun of in our society. I mean, look at the films. Look at how they portray men in the commercials and the TV series and the TV shows and the movies. It's not the type of, you know, biblical man or the type of masculinity that is not toxic, but instead it's a wussified, you know, pampered, no morals, no sense of urgency, no sense of desire to better yourself and to be a good man and to be a good leader, no sense of integrity, courage, motivation, dedication, discipline. No. Men, by and large, as a society, are laughed at, and we see that in media that feeds women's minds into thinking, you know what, I can be masculine. Men don't want that.
I'm sure most of us are agreeing to whatever he is saying because it's true. All the recent movies and all that stuff made by the top Hollywood movies and shows, and even in video games, show that men are weaker. They even show that men are stupid sometimes. They even show a woman take more bold decisions and are more physically stronger in shows, movies, or whatever it is. They're just trying to replace man with a woman and then call that woman brave. Like, makes no sense. She's just doing what the men have been doing, and all of a sudden they get a new title of something like bravery. And men are called, I don't know, all the bad names they can think of. Makes no sense. Why would a man want to support this kind of society, this kind of government, this kind of woman? Let me know what you guys feel about that.
To the women watching, please remember that you're going to get a man's perspective, because as a man, I'm giving you a man's perspective. The first inconvenient truth here is that less and less women are seen as attractive. This has to do with things like obesity. It has to do with things like a very extreme trend when it comes to looks.
I've been crying on and off for a little bit now, and I want to be a mom so bad. Like, I want to be pregnant so bad and grow a human, and I just want to be a mom so bad.
Society's nightmare. Men have absolutely given up on dating women.
You know that dating motto that girls came up with? If he won't, find someone who will. Like, if he won't open your door for you, find someone who will. Simple, right? My brother just asked me, does that work for guys too? I was like, of course. Find a girl that is up to your standards. Yeah. So he's like, so if she doesn't cook for me, find someone who will. Yeah, technically. If she won't do my laundry for me, then find a girl that will. If she won't come to the gym with me, find a girl that will. Why does it sound so bad when men say it? You know.
See, we all men know that what women say what they want and what they actually want is two completely different things. They say all the things that they want in a guy is basically a nice guy, but they want the bad guy to have them. They don't want a decent looking or average looking guy to have him. They want a Chad or a very wealthy guy to have those characteristics that a nice guy has. Well, that's the double standard. And somehow they are very blind to it. They just don't realize that what they see, they have to act that way as well. But they just think they're immune to that. Kind of stupid, isn't it? Let's see some comments for this. Wow, it's like she finally realizing what shit they come up with. Well, he isn't wrong. It sounds bad because it's the truth. Modern women don't like that.
Do you think that you'd be doing right now if you weren't dating?
Yeah, they probably have a lot more money.
You spend that much money on.
I do. Like, gas money going everywhere. You know how much I spend? Look at this. And I'm hungry. I want snacks. It was like $10 right there. Like, look at this Gucci bag that I bought you. This shit was like $2,000. If I wasn't dating you, I'd probably have so much more money. And my car would probably be fully built right now. Instead of stuck. Do you know how much power I'd be? Why am I with you right now? I'd make so much more power in my car if I wasn't with you. It'd be fully built.
You care about your car more than me.
100%. I'm dropping you off home right now. We're done. I'm breaking up with you.
What
the fuck?
You're gonna break up with me.
Yes, I just realized how much more fast my car would be if I wasn't with you.
You're a loser.
We're going home, all right?
You're a loser.
You're going home.
Calling someone loser just because they're not agreeing to spending their own hard-earned money on you. Yeah, you broke people can stay single and alone with your cats. No one cares.
This is how you tell if a man has money.
He's single. Come holler.
Make your salt at home taste better and give it a little more flavor. So what I do is I just pour a little bit of salt that I have in a big container into this like that. And I just normally measure with my eyes, not physically, but mentally. And then I take some table salt, and all you're going to do is just put a couple little dashes of it in there like that, not too much. And what this is going to do is when the flavors combine, it's going to give it a really nice zest, and it's going to taste great on whatever you put it on. Sometimes I pick up notes of maybe some smokiness, and even it can burn my tongue a little bit. So good luck. Let me know if you use this on your foods.
Have you ever had a dream that
my reaction. Damn, a pound of, is that coleslaw? Why do people do that shit? Why do people put coleslaw with chicken? Man, you just bullshit now. See, look. And then you go put the napkins on top. My reaction.
Pick your head up, bro. Pick your head up, bro.
I've been trying to, man, but life's been kicking my ass.
Bro, what the fuck is you talking about? Pick your head up, bro.
Last night was very disappointing. You finished way too fast.
That's pretty tough talk for someone that didn't finish at all.
Anyways, guys, that's it for this video. If you enjoyed, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment your opinions in the comment section below. Love the channel. And here are some more videos if interested. That's it. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on next one.